Good afternoon and welcome to this week's episode of the Fan Reaction Show. It's a Monday and we spoke to Neo Molefe from the famous Masandawana fan vlog. Enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Neo Molefe from the Masandawana fan vlog. Neo, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. It's Fan Reaction Monday. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and you, Dagan?
I'm fine, man. We understand that it's a Monday, and most of the Sundowns fans, some are disappointed, but some are happy with the performance of the team. We remember this is two CAF Champions League editions in one season. There was also the PSL, which you are also doing pretty well. You are second on the log with two games to go. How did you feel after Masandawana were knocked out of the CAF Champions League by Wydad Casablanca?
Look, first of all, man, we were all disappointed by the result, but we were not disappointed by the whole Champions League campaign.
Sure.
Knowing that your team played on Saturday,
sure,
they were playing their 54th game in almost 9.5 months.
Wow.
You knew that sometimes the legs were given, and I don't know, I'm not blaming it on fatigue, but also credit has to be given to Wydad, because
sure,
they had a game plan here and they were stubborn about it.
Sure.
And we know that Wydad is that team that we struggle against, that one team that we struggle against. Also, the coach, Fawzi Benzerati, Pizzo doesn't have a very good record with him.
Yeah.
Either way, he came here. He's the only team to beat Pitong Musimane in Africa.
Mm.
The only coach to beat him when he was here, I think 2017, with Esperance.
Sure.
So him and Pito have met four times in Athletesville. Pito has won one, which was in January. Benzerati has won one as well, which was with Esperance, and they've drawn twice. And not many teams come to Athletesville and go away with something, and Benzerati has done that a couple of times.
Yeah. As I said, as you are also talking, you say this was Masandawana's 54th game, which is incredible, my guy. It's incredible, and no team has ever done that in the Premier Soccer League. Now, as Sundowns fans, where to from here?
Look, a lot of fans after, you know, when we were in the stands, I'll tell you a secret. We were singing with our players, the normal tradition, and then after that, we were watching on the TV watching app.
Sure.
We were keeping tabs with the Pirates game, and we felt a bit, we were disappointed with our result, but we had some hope, because if we win, the league is out in our hands now.
Sure.
If we win all our games, then we win the league. So I think we found a bit of comfort in that maybe the season, we have a chance not to end the season empty-handed. But even if we do, then I don't think Sundowns fan could be very disappointed with their season. I mean, to be in the title race, play two Champions League seasons,
sure,
made it to the semi-finals of the Champions League, made it to the semi-finals of the MTN 8 as well, which is a competition that Sundowns doesn't really take serious sometimes, but this season they tried. So I don't think, even if we end the season trophyless,
yeah,
I think if you understand that, can sit down and think about it, I don't think you should be too disappointed.
Now, looking at your PSL record at home, whether at Loftus or at Lucas Moripe Stadium this season, after 2018-2019 season, your record, it doesn't look pretty good. You've been winning most of your games away from home. Now you're playing a Golden Arrows team that is looking to book a spot in the MTN 8 for next season. Do you think your team has got the legs, has got the firepower to put on a great performance to win the next two games against Golden Arrows and Free State Stars?
The funny thing is that we were talking about it with the other vlog boys, that we are more confident about winning in Free State than winning on Tuesday because of our home record.
Sure.
Our home record has not been that good, man. I don't know, but we spoke after the game on Saturday, we spoke to two technical Sundowns people in the technical team, sure. And they said to us that we have to find something for Tuesday. We have to pull it out of the deep inner from within. And they said they have to use the, if I can put it in inverted commas, the failure in the Champions League as motivation to want to go on and win something for the fans.
Sure. Yeah, I know. There are many Masandawana fans who will be listening to the podcast later today. But tell us, your trip to Egypt, and there was also another trip to Morocco for some of your fans. How did you really enjoy the trip? How was it, Neo?
Yeah, the trip in Egypt was amazing. It was one of the best weekends I've ever experienced in my life. And just you know, we want to, as Masandawana, and also I would like to appeal to the Buccaneers because that team is the Pirates always frequent the Champions League now recently. So we want to make it a norm for people that can afford or maybe save up to go to at least 2 away games in the Champions League every season. We want to be, they do it in Europe. I know it's easier to do it because of the infrastructure in Europe, but we want to make it a norm to do that. Man, I it was a fun weekend. And also people that came back from Morocco had the time of their lives, interacting with different fans from different teams. I remember Zamalek fans, every time they see us, they put up the fire sign to us. Mm. Like, they were happy that we beat the Arab fans. Man, it's just a different experience.
Wow, man. Yeah, now, good luck, man, in the next 2 games against Golden Arrows tomorrow and your game against Free State Stars over the weekend. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Sharp. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Fan Reaction Show. Thank you so much to Neo Molefe from the Masandawana Fan Vlog. See you tomorrow.
Sokala Duma Radio.